USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Department of Justice charged four Russian government employees Thursday for their part in two historical hacking campaigns targeting the global energy sector in 135 countries between 2012 and 2018. The cyber attacks came from Russia's Federal Security Service against the energy sector conglomerates, so says Deputy Attorney General Lisa O'Monico in a statement. She continues, Russia state-sponsored hackers pose a serious and persistent threat to critical infrastructure, both in the United States and around the world. President Biden, after meeting with NATO allies Thursday, said if Russia were to use chemical weapons in Ukraine, it would trigger a response from NATO.
We would respond. We would respond if he uses it. The nature of the response would depend on the nature of the use.
The European Space Agency has confirmed that it's indefinitely suspending its ExoMars rover mission with Russia's space program. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
One lawmaker says free money is the answer to high gas prices.
Democratic Congressman from Connecticut, John Larson, is proposing a bill that would provide stimulus payments to Americans to offset soaring energy costs. Larson's bill would provide $100 a month per person for tax filers and dependents. It would be issued the same way as the 2020 and 2021 stimulus checks. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump's people filed a lawsuit Thursday against Hillary Clinton and several Democrats alleging they tried to rig the 2016 election by tying his campaign to Russia. The lawsuit covers a long list of grievances in a 108-page lawsuit filed in federal court in Florida. A special counsel investigation has documented Hillary Clinton's campaign did create Russiagate. NASCAR racing is in Austin, Texas this weekend. Thanks for listening and a TGIF to you, my friend. USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. Reproduce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds was on Newsmax overnight. He's claiming Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is not answering the questions during her confirmation hearings that must be addressed so that lawmakers will know what they need to know about how she'll serve if she's confirmed.
And if you have somebody who sits on the Supreme Court who literally cannot tell you that a woman is somebody who has an X chromosome, how are they going to rule when it comes to these matters going in front of the highest court in the land? These are serious questions. I understand the frustrations from the Republicans. And for the Democrats, this is the same party that went into yearbooks for Judge Kavanaugh, that questioned Judge Barrett's religion relentlessly. They have no problem attacking Republican nominees. We don't need to remember Clarence Thomas's confirmation or Robert Bork or Miguel Estrada. They have done this time and time again, but now they want to play with kid gloves. They're disingenuous to me. I don't care what their opinions are. We need to get to the bottom, get to the truth on Judge Brown Jackson's judicial philosophy. It matters for the future of America.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is trying to save his flailing ruble economy. His threat to have unfriendly countries pay for Russian natural gas exports only in rubles from now on got the cold shoulder from the European nations Thursday. Several European leaders also said during the first day of their European Union summit, making such demands would fundamentally change contracts and render them null and void. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.